part number two is all around your career goals and your aspirations. So some questions to ask yourself include, what are your long-term career goals? Does the current title align with your career aspirations or goals? And are there opportunities for you to advance in your current organization? Again, when we don't know why we are where we are, it makes it harder for us to decide where we want to go.
Welcome to the Career Scoop Podcast. I am your host, Ebony Joyce. I help corporate professionals find and secure successful careers in record-breaking time using my proven framework. I'm on a mission to not only reduce burnout and overwhelm in the career search, but also in life. This is a school where you don't want to miss not one class, so be prepared to be schooled. Class is now in session.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome, friends, back to the podcast. Welcome to episode 28 of the Career School Podcast. I am your host, Ebony Joyce. And today we are talking about a episode topic that I recently discussed over on LinkedIn with my co-host for the evening. Her name is April Little. April Little is a executive coach for women of color. And we talked about whether it's time to move up or move out of your current career. And so today I wanted to have a very similar conversation. Our conversation happened via LinkedIn audio. And since we didn't have the opportunity to record it, I wanted to take the opportunity to record it today. So yes. So for me, if you don't know, I am a career coach for mid to senior level corporate professionals who are looking to find their ideal job and to exit. So they are not looking to necessarily stay in their current organization or get a promotion. They're looking to leave. A lot of what April discussed and most of her clients are looking for internal promotions, which was why it was such a great conversation for us to have. But today I'm going to cover mostly, we'll see how far I get, but I'm going to cover a lot more on the framework about considering if it's time for you to leave or not. Okay. So here are just a few questions and bullet points. So make sure that you come back and re-listen to the episode if you need to, pause it where you need to, or just get your favorite pen and paper and take some notes. This is a Career School Podcast, so I love to school you all. So get your writing utensils and let's go to work. The first thing I want to start with, and for me is one of the most important questions, is around job satisfaction and career development. I'm sorry, career fulfillment, job satisfaction and career fulfillment. So I want you to ask yourself a few questions. How satisfied are you with your current role? Do you find your current role fulfilling and meaningful? And if you were able to pick one or two strengths that you use in your current role, what are those? I find that a lot of times people don't know why they're in the role that they're in. It's, oh, it was the next logical step, or I got a promotion. I've been here 5 years, so why not? All the things, but you don't even know why you are there. And before you decide to move, you need to ask yourself, what about the role don't you like? And knowing your strengths, knowing how effective your skills are, will help you to make that decision, help you make that pivot. Question number two is all around framework. Part number two is all around your career goals and your aspirations. So some questions to ask yourself include, what are your long-term career goals? Does the current title align with your career aspirations or goals? And are there opportunities for you to advance in your current organization? Again, when we don't know why we are where we are, it makes it harder for us to decide where we want to go. Now, I believe that you don't always need to leave your current organization. There may be opportunities for you to grow and be challenged in the current organization. But if you don't know what opportunities there are there, then you make the assumption that the only way for you to grow in your career is to exit. And that can be the case, but that's not always the case. So you want to make sure that you are, again, clear on goals and aspirations before you decide to make that decision. Another favorite of mine when we talk about the framework on deciding whether or not I should go or whether or not I should stay, it sounds like that's like a love song, but is around the work environment and the work culture. How is the work culture in your current organization? What is that work culture like? Do you feel valued, respected by your colleagues, by your management team, by the leadership team, etc.? And then the other question is, the work environment conducive to both your personal and your professional growth? I think that a lot of times when we think about work environment, we don't think about it being for us from both a personal and a professional growth experience. We look at it as one-sided. Okay. Unlike, again, work culture and work environments are so important. They are like top tier. You are in this environment 8, 10, 12 hours a day, 5 days a week. You have to be in an environment that is mentally, physically, and emotionally healthy for you. And I know that we've all may have been in work environments that were not the most conducive. And that is the reason that we have left organizations, not necessarily because of the work that we did or the work that we do, but because the environment does not allow us to thrive in its current state. The fourth pillar is around work-life harmony. Does the job that you do affect your ability to have work-life harmony? Do you have autonomy and control over your day? Do you have a healthy balance between your work life and your personal life? And so those are my only two questions there. Pillar number five is around most people's favorite, which is around compensation and benefits, and asking yourself, are you satisfied with the current compensation and benefits? Does the job provide adequate financial security and benefits of your needs? Okay. Again, a lot of times I have heard clients say, I would stay if I made more money. I would stay if the benefits were better, if I was better compensated. So sometimes it's not about the culture. It's not about the flexibility and autonomy. It's not about the leadership. It's not about any of those things. You feel undervalued and underpaid. And because of that, again, you can decide to stay and look for a internal role, or we think that the only way to make more money is to exit. And both of those can be true depending on the industry you're in, depending on so many other factors. But again, you want to make sure that you evaluate and that you understand your current state in the industry that you're in, as well. So before you make a pivot, make sure you understand the pivot that you're looking to make. The next pillar is around market opportunities. So what is the current market trend and the opportunities in your field? As I'm recording this episode, it is Q2 of 2024, and the market in Q1 was, I'm going to say, brutal. Even today, as I record this episode, Tesla laid off or is looking to lay off 10% of their workforce. And so while we haven't seen a lot of layoffs, we have not seen the quarterly Q1 hiring increase that we typically see at the beginning of the year. So when we talk about making a pivot, making a change, we first want to make sure that we do an assessment to make sure that we understand the opportunities that are available to us. And then the second question is, would a change in a career offer better growth, a better environment, better compensation? Again, it really is understanding the landscape of what it is that you want to do. The one thing that I don't want people to do, and I hear this a lot, is they think that if I make a pivot or if I make a change, I have to take a pay cut. And that is in 99% of the time, that is not the case. I rarely work with clients who have taken a pay cut. I can't think of one off the top of my head where I've had a client take a pay cut. Not to say that it doesn't happen, but it is highly unlikely that you have to. I think that there are a lot of other factors that need to go into place before you should do. The final one is around your emotional consideration. How attached are you to your current job and to the organization? And I want to say that I hear a lot of times when people think about moving up or moving out. If you work for like a Fortune 500 company, if you work for a well-known brand, people get so hung up on job titles and company titles and names that it gets really hard for people to decide to move up or move out because they're attached to the brand. They're attached to the name. So you want to ask yourself, how attached am I to the job, to the title, to the organization? When people say, oh, what do? You get to say, oh, I am a such and such at X company. How important is that to you? Hopefully not that important. And then the final question there is, am I considering leaving due to more temporary, that the dissatisfaction is no longer temporary. It is a deeper issue, right? So when we talk about like it being an emotional consideration, have you stayed in a environment that has been dissatisfied, that has been toxic for way too long? And that is something that you do want to consider. What I want you to do is go through each one of these pillars and then just ask yourself and be honest with yourself and say, this is my current state. And based on the current state that I am in, it is best that I A, exit, or B, I stay within the organization and I just move up. I want to say that there's no right or wrong answer, because I believe that it's just a decision that you need to make. For example, if your current issue is the issue with your leadership, you could potentially stay in the same organization, but just leave and go to a different team, go to a different department, etc., based on your skill set. So you don't always have to leave the organization, but you do have to make a decision about whether or not you want to stay or go. And I think a lot of times when people say, I'm stuck, you're not stuck. You just have to make a decision that is best for you. And regardless of what decision you make, you get to decide again tomorrow. So if today you decide that I'm going to go for an internal promotion and say you get the job, and then 6 months from now or 3 months from now, you're like, you know what? I don't think that this role was still the right role for me. It is time for me to exit. Guess what? You have that right also. And if you decide to go somewhere else new, you decide to leave your current organization and you get somewhere else, and in 3 months or in 6 months, you find out that is not the right place for you either. Guess what? You get to leave there too. You no longer have to stay stuck in a place that is not conducive to you, both personally and professionally. You do not have to compromise who you are personally for who you want to be professionally. You no longer have to be in a toxic work environment. I just am so thankful, and we should all be so thankful and have the just gratitude that we get to make decisions, that we have free will, that we get to decide, right? That we have the privilege to decide all of these things. And so you don't have to stay somewhere. If you do, please let me know. But in most cases, you don't have to stay anywhere. Companies don't require for you to stay. They lay off, they fire, they do all types of things. If you're under a contract, maybe, right? But there are very few of us that are. And so you have free will. Use your free will to make the decisions that would be best for you, not only personally, but professionally. Okay? So that is my episode for today. I hope that you found this and you find this very, very helpful. And I will talk to you next week. Until then, take care. Bye-bye.
Hey, thanks for listening. Like what you heard so far and want to take this work deeper than the podcast and work with me privately one-on-one, then book a free sales call by clicking the link in the show notes below. Or you can visit www.nextlevelcareer.co/coaching. If you've enjoyed your listening experience, share this episode, then leave a rating and a review. Until next time.